Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. And joining me today is Anne Marie Cook, President and CEO of Lifespan. Hi, Anne Marie. How are you?
Oh, great, Bethany. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Staying warm, that's for sure. So, Anne, first, can you explain what Lifespan is?
Yes, we're a nonprofit organization, and we help older adults take on both the challenges and the opportunities of longer life. What we really do is connect people to services so that they're safer in the home, so that they can get the information they need to make their own decisions and really make sure that they're safe in the community.
Which safety is like a number one concern for anyone basically now.
Absolutely. And you know what we found, especially during the pandemic, people lacked information. So we like to say we're an information hub. We're the place to call when you don't know where else to call. If you're an older adult or a family caregiver looking for services for mom or dad.
What is a phone number that they can call you at, or is there a website as well?
There is both. The phone number is 244-8400, or people can hop on our website at lifespanrochester.org.
Perfect. Love that there's two different ways. It makes it so much easier for anyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think for folks, too, if you hop on our website, we have a tab called Resources, and it's really a whole list of different resources that many older adults and family caregivers look for. So I encourage people to hop on and look at the resource list if you feel like you have any questions or need some information.
What are the different types of resources on there?
Yeah, we have everything from adult day services to nursing homes, to financial help if people need that, to home care, all the way up to senior housing, you know, independent housing or assisted living, all the things I think that people would need to help them. But there's a few lists I think that might be surprising to people, just like home services. If you need someone to come to your home to give someone a haircut or, you know, those kind of things. We really focus on providing information to people so that they can get all the services they need at home or find a new place to live.
I love that. It's just so easy. You guys are kind of like an easy button. You just call one number and you can just give them any resources that they are asking for.
It's really our goal to be that central service for older adult services, that 411. You know, used to be the information line. That's what we like to think of ourselves. We're always looking at different ways to provide information so people can make their own decisions.
You are celebrating Lifespan's 50th year of service. How will you be celebrating the anniversary?
Yeah, we're very excited about 50 years of service. Of course, a lot has changed for older adults and for family caregivers during those 50 years, but we are going to have a big celebration of aging at the Convention Center on March 24th. We are really planning on an in-person event, fingers crossed here, to celebrate our 50 years of really providing services to people in our community. And a lot has changed in 50 years, like I said. And the biggest thing that has changed is just the sheer numbers of older adults that we have today in our community compared to 50 years ago. And people living longer, living healthier, working longer. So there's a lot that's changed, and we want to celebrate all of it.
50 years, that is huge. I want to say congratulations to you and Lifespan.
Thank you. And we're really proud.
I bet. And Lifespan just released a report about poverty in later life. Can you explain the report and how COVID affected that as well?
Yeah, this was, it started really pre-COVID, I have to say, when we read a report that was done by an organization in New York City that really talked about the poverty problem in Rochester and older adults. And we thought there's a lot of talk about poverty in our community, but rarely do people talk about older adults. So we took a deeper dive into those statistics, wanted to learn more, and really spent a good year talking to older adults in our community and looking at the numbers. And if you look at it now, really, one in five older adults live below the poverty line. But I have to tell you, the poverty line is $12,000 a year. almost no one can live on that. I really like using the Elder Index, which says an older adult in our community needs at least $24,000 a year to live the basics. And when you look at that number, 30% of older adults make below that number, below 24%. It's a huge number. And I think older adults in general are forgotten in this poverty discussion, and certainly the tactics to help them are very different than younger people. So Lifespan wants to put a focus on that. We did an extensive report with the Aging Alliance, a group of other aging service providers, about this issue, and are looking at recommendations to help older adults in our community live, even if they are making below the poverty line or below that elder index.
And if you think about living off of $24,000 is very hard to do in general, too. If you think about rent, food, gas, like everything on top of that. So I think when you put it to a number, people understand more.
Exactly. And really, that $24,000, like you said, think about it. I want everybody to think about, too, could I live on $24,000 a year? It would be hard. But so many of our older adults are in that position right now of trying to figure out, how do I make it each month? And they make tough decisions about picking up prescription drugs or eating or paying their heating bill or paying their rent. So we talked to a lot of older adults during this development of this report, and I have to tell you, it's heartbreaking, some of the stories they told and some of the ways they just survive.
It's heartbreaking, honestly. And if you're just driving through the city, a lot of people, you'll see the homeless people too. So
absolutely,
we just want to help them too, especially with how cold it is.
I had one woman tell me that her purse fell. It could happen to any of us. And she was trying to pick up all of her stuff and realized she must have left her an envelope to pay her rent where her purse fell. And she really thought she was going to be homeless. And she had worked all of her life, but not in a job that provided a pension. And so she said to me, all of a sudden she panicked, like, one thing can destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I end up homeless? I have no one to turn to. Of course, we helped her out and helped out her situation, but I think that's the fear that a lot of people live in every single month.
Yeah, especially with the pandemic, with everything changing every month, too.
Absolutely. Yes. So, I mean, our goal is to highlight this problem and obviously work with community leaders and others to help people in need.
You will be releasing an action plan about making the community more age-friendly. What will the action plan entail?
This is exciting, too. I have to step back a second. The World Health Organization and AARP really endorse this plan to create age-friendly communities, really looking at 8 domains of livability, things like transportation and civic engagement, trying to get people more involved. And when you look at our community, older adults in our community have done extraordinary things in their life, their work life, and their personal life. And we want to make sure that they're still contributing to the maximum amount they can. And so we're issuing this age-friendly report, trying to look at some of those things that we need to do as an agency, as a community, rather, to make our community more age-friendly so that people can really take advantage of everything and contribute. The most important thing, contribute to our community and making it better.
I love that. Anything to help make the community better, we're all for.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned this earlier, but we can say it again. What are some other services for caregivers?
Yeah, this is one of those things you brought up before, sort of the pandemic and, how it's made things worse. What we have seen for family caregivers is the pandemic has been really a huge blow. And I think part of the reason why we're seeing some workforce shortage problems is not only did women need to leave the workforce to care for children, young children, but also for aging parents, because so many services really are struggling with workforce shortage issues themselves. And families thought, we have to take care of our loved ones. And so for family caregivers, we operate the Finger Lakes Caregiver Institute. That institute helps family caregivers who are caring for any older adult receive the information, education, training programs, and of course social work services to link people to services. And now more than ever, we see the value of the family caregiver as program after program, service after service, even healthcare is really struggling with workforce right now. The family caregiver is really who is caring for those in need.
I had no idea everything that Lifespan does. This is great information.
I have to mention one other program that we have seen a lot of is that we've really seen a plethora of new scams. Really, a lot of them targeted to older adults, mm-hmm. but many people in general.
Yeah.
And I think as people had to go on Zoom and technology and use the computer more, it also opened up the opportunity for people to scam older adults who may not be as tech savvy as some other folks. So we always warn people. We have a whole division here that tries to be up on the latest scam and try to inform people how to be safe. But we always warn people, you know, beware of scams here. And if you think you were scammed, give us a call and we'll help you out.
Yeah, basically, if you get a phone call and you don't know the number, don't answer it.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. And if you're not sure about an email, don't click on the Mm-mm. attachment.
Don't click on the link, because that's another thing that we have to worry about losing our money is through scams like that. Unfortunately, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, absolutely. And like I said, many targeted toward older adults, so we're on the lookout all the time.
If someone would like to volunteer, how do they go about doing so?
That's great. They can call Lifespan at 244-8400. We not only help people learn about volunteer opportunities here at Lifespan, and we have a lot of wonderful volunteers here, but we also help them learn about other volunteer opportunities across the community. So if someone wants to volunteer with young children, we have opportunities there, or be a compeer for someone, or read to school children, whatever it may be. We can help people link to those wonderful opportunities that make our community better. Last year, I have to say, our volunteers contributed over 30,000 volunteer hours to help our community in a variety of ways, and that was during a pandemic.
Wow.
I mean, most of the time, it's double that. So we have a lot of really wonderful people willing to give back.
Is there a training process that the volunteers have to go through?
Yeah, depending upon the volunteer opportunity, yes. And of course, we always have support for volunteers here, depending upon the job, so they can call in if they have questions or issues. And a lot of our volunteer programs, the volunteers meet each month, talk about what they're doing out there volunteering, getting answers to questions, and of course, learning new things about the community so they can help more people.
So if you're looking for something to do and to help the community, volunteering for Lifespan is a great opportunity for you.
Yes, definitely.
Can you give the phone number one more time?
Of course. It's 244-8400, or hop on our website at lifespanrochester.org.
Awesome. Anne-Marie, that's all my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to say before we end it?
No, I think that's great. I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Lifespan and some of the things we're doing.
And one more time, I know you mentioned this earlier, but I just want to get in people's brains. Your 50th anniversary, can you tell us the date for that and where again?
Absolutely. Our Lifespan's 50th anniversary celebration will be March 24th at the Convention Center. We will have Olympic skater Scott Hamilton speak to everybody at our luncheon and celebrate our 50 years of service.
Awesome. I love it. So again, thanks, Anne-Marie, for giving us all this information. A lot of us don't know what Lifespan does, so this is a great opportunity for more people to get involved and gain more knowledge. So thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for joining me today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.